Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of The Woman of LSC. In this episode, we have the president and founder of Women in Tech.
She's called Noemi Jérôme, and she's really, really motivational. I think that this episode was amazing, and I personally felt so amazing talking to her because I feel I'm leaving on another level of like motivation. And basically, well, she founded the Women in Tech Society with the aim of empowering women in tech through skill building, networking, and teamwork.
Yeah, so we just did this interview, recording this after, and she was so inspirational and so confident and had such good advice, I think, for women, not even just in women in tech, but women in general, and truly like how to be yourself and find a career that really interests you and drives your passion. Here's the episode.
Hello, today we're here with Noemi, the founder and president of the LSC Women in Tech Society. We're really excited to have her here today, and we're going to be talking about careers in tech and what it's like to be a woman in the tech industry. And we're going to start by asking you to briefly introduce yourself and your role in the Women in Tech Society.
Hi. So my name is Noemi. I was born and raised in France, and I'm 21 years old, and I'm a third-year student at the LSE. Last year, in March 2022, I decided to found Women in Tech at LSE. This society never existed, and I thought it was a good idea to introduce it to the LSE students. And I recruited new people, created a committee, submitted all the papers, etc., etc. And now it's the first year that we're doing it. Awesome. So it's pretty exciting.
I love that. That's so good. What I wanted to ask is, like, why tech for you? Why, like, you could have, I don't know, picked anything else. Like, why create a tech club, but also what is the importance of tech to you?
Okay. Always been very interested in everything that is related to technology and innovation, because I think from everything that I'm doing and from all the my everyday life, that it stands and it holds a very important place in our world. And more especially about everything going on around startups, I'm really impressed by the startup founders. Mm-hmm. I think that they have brilliant idea, and that generally they're, I don't know, like geniuses. And I got appealed by technology more and more throughout the years, and I'm taking few statistics class. Mm-hmm. And last year I realized, so I had a project to create with my group members, etc., and then realized, damn, there's no other girls than me in my class. And then, I don't know, I just started like talking a bit more about this issue. And I was with my flatmate, we're just going back to our place after school. And then I was just like, okay, I'm going to launch this. You'll see, I'll do it. And then she just like, do it. And then submitted all the papers, created the thing, recruited everyone, etc. And then, I don't know, it just like came as an evidence that I would need to create it, because I think it's a sector where I see myself evolve, mm-hmm. and that I would like to give more exposure to young students, young girls, who would like and who would want to be interested in these sectors. But tech is such like an overused word, mm-hmm. that we use it for everything and anything. It can mean anything, literally.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what you thought tech was.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's a bit like what we found with my committee. We're just like at the beginning, like the starting point, what is tech for you? And then it ended up that we all literally all had different definitions. Like, no, really. Like, we all had different definitions. I identified tech more as like innovation, startups, and then some other girls define tech as like coding and very like quant and research. I mean, like, it's very different for everyone. And then it ended up that I was just like, okay, then like, if it's all different for everyone, let's just do a society that could sum up in a good way what is tech and how you'd like to define it in mm-hmm. order to like get like the most exposure you could get. So yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. I think, I mean, we were asked this question, I think, when one of the surveys you had to recruit people, the first question is, what is tech for you? And I was filling it out, and I actually had to I also love tech and I love talking about it. And I think like technological advancements are so amazing. And I mean, there's just so much happening. Like you look at like these startups and blockchain and crypto and like, it's just amazing. There's just like this whole world that like, once you start like reading into it and reading just slightly different types of news, that's not politics, you realize like there's this uncovered, like this veil comes off and there's just like this massive development and, you know, just thousands of people like going to push these like tech projects.
And no, but definitely. I think like tech gives out solutions to like small different issues. I mean, small or big issues. And that if we explore like everyone's potential in a good way, there are innovative solutions to like literally every problem. And that's what I'm most impressed about with technology, because I see it in a way then like it brings out innovation, but it also brings out people's potential and curiosity and creativity. And like, I don't know, it's just like a way of thinking. And I feel like it was a good way of introducing this to the LSE students, especially when we know that LSE is way more focused on econ and finance, even social sciences and like history and politics. Exactly. I mean, like, these are fields where there is very few tech. However, I believe, like, I don't know, in 5 or 10 years, tech is going to explode at some point and might just be in advance and just like get as much exposure and insight from this industry. So that's what I'm trying to do with society.
So interesting. And as a woman-focused society, how do you feel about women's role in tech currently?
Okay, so it's kind of like my dissertation topic, actually. So it's quite funny. Yeah, so I'm researching a lot about it. And prior to the society, I researched a lot about it. Ended up that, like, I mean, a lot of newspapers are announcing that the gender gap is decreasing and that more women are actually entering in tech. I think that it's a mindset also. It's just looking at society as a whole and understanding what are the little points that are actually hindering women accessing this sector. And when we look at this as a whole, we just get to understand that there were way more barriers and little points hindering their access. I don't know, it could be anything. It could be like some studies are researching whether women are just like biologically less capable of. I mean, if it's biological that that they can't enter, if it's an issue of culture, if an issue of society, if it's only less opportunities, if they have less access, if they have less envy for math and STEM studies. It could be anything, and it's very proper and individual to each like and like woman, I'd say. I wouldn't be able to speak for everyone, but I know that on my behalf I've always seen more math and science and physics and all these studies as very hard and that I was not capable of. And throughout my degree I've been able to learn more hard skills related to this. And I've discovered that it's actually like not impossible at all. Anyone could do it. Literally anyone could do it. So I don't understand if it's only like for preferences that some women are not entering in it, or if it's all the different factors I already listed. But I think that there is an issue, and I'm still trying to understand if it's in secondary education, if it's in higher education, if it's in the workplace. It's so many different like environments that could tackle so many different issues.
Or if it's just inherently like culture and the way you grow up.
I mean, like, it could definitely be it. And I think that some countries it's a very cultural issue, some less. If we look like at Europe, only Europe, then I'm gonna speak for France, obviously, because I've already been, I mean, like, I've grew up and stuff. It's very like, it's very weird reading all these articles on these policies, etc., and then seeing India on the other side where they are pushing so much forward these STEM studies. I don't know if it's, it could be anything, but it's just my opinion that some countries are taking more measures. And I feel that our countries should take more of these measures because there are so many opportunities in this sector and so many women are capable of doing this. So yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And I think that what's so important to understand as well, and which I recently realized as well, because I have always studied social sciences, and so I never thought that it would even be like possible for me to get into like working at a tech company or but once you kind of look into it, you realize that tech is not all just like coding, or tech is not just being a software engineer. I mean, I feel like for me, the massive misconception that I had was that I needed to be a wizard at maths. I needed to, you know, be super good at physics and engineering. I had to do coding at university. But then what you realize is that tech is not just limited by that. You can work at a like technological based firm, and they have many other roles at like product management, product development, that's not technological, but more still working in the tech industry, but you know, different, that require different skills than just being amazing at maths. So I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize as well, that I feel like maybe limits a lot of people that then think that they can't do it. That's at least what personally it was like, like for me. But I think, like you said, it's everyone's different and everyone has different reasons for thinking why they can't do something, I guess.
Yeah, definitely there are stereotypes and cliches that are associated with this sector, and that I believe we could get rid of. Might take a bit more time than like what we could expect, but definitely that's something that we could get rid of, and that's exactly what I'm trying to do with my society, to give the the opportunity and the sort of confidence in yourself that you are able to do it if you want, and that if you're interested and if you have the motivation for.
And was there a men in tech club before, or society before?
So there's the tech society and there's the fintech society also. I haven't really been involved in the society because I don't know. I was not very appealed by the events that they were proposing, even though they were really good and that we collaborated recently with one of them. I've not been that involved in society actually at all. since like the beginning of the NSE, I genuinely like join the French society, but otherwise on more like care focused societies, I haven't been that motivated. And I guess that they're not men related society, because I've seen
they're probably more male focused.
I don't know, I just saw like a picture last year, I don't know which of the society was it. And it's funny because it was when I was constructing my society. I saw a picture where it's like many people were attending an event held by, I don't know if it was these two societies or like another one. And the majority of the people, like literally almost the majority of the people, were male. So I just figured out, okay, then that's maybe a better idea than what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think when you see it like that, it's hard to want to, as a woman, like to join something like that. Like you're kind of,
it's
a little daunting.
Think it's a little daunting after like I've I don't know, it's the spirit in my family where my parents were always like pushing us, like you can do whatever you want, like literally you can do whatever you want. So I've never been that impressed entering. I mean, it's of course a situation where I think it arrived a lot of us, when you arrive in a room and it's only men, it's a common situation, I'd say. But I've never been that impressed, because I feel that I can bring to a conversation and I can bring a certain value as anyone could.
100%,
But I think that one can be more shy, one can be more confident, one can be more comfortable with speaking. So it's just a matter of getting yourself more confident and more comfortable with speaking and exchanging, not only with a public that you are comfortable with.
And so do you feel like there's kind of like a binary within tech, like women, men, or are they working together a lot?
I don't know. I've never been that exposed in the tech industry at all.
Even just your experience with clubs, though.
No, I don't think so. I mean, like, I really like the fact that LSE, we have been able to be exposed to, like, all these women in societies, whether it's women in business, women in tech, women in law, etc., etc. I really like that we are able to push towards kind of like giving some exposure mm-hmm. and giving some visibility to some sectors where women could thrive, and they mm-hmm. they are thriving in these sectors. So I like that we are pushing towards this. I know that in France it's not really quite the same, mm-hmm. and I'm really glad being like evolving in these types mm-hmm. of environments. But I don't think that there is a sort of binary. It's just that some people might be more interested in some societies.
Yeah.
I don't think like it's something at LSE, like at LSE societies. It's just like mm-hmm. individual preferences, I'd say.
Yeah, okay. And then in terms of tech, do you, because you are basically acting as like a role model or sort of mentor for women in tech at LSE, like you created this club as a place for women to connect and interact with tech, and a space that feels comfortable to them and also like progress their careers, their skills, everything. So you technically could be a role model for other women, but do you have a role model yourself for tech? For a woman in tech or in an industry that you want to go into, or just any woman in general?
Actually, I'm going to say no. Sorry. I'm going to say no.
Is that because of a lack of role models in tech?
Okay, that's a hard question. I don't think it's a lack of role model, because I think that we are having such like inspiring women like everywhere, mm-hmm. and everywhere it could be that we are more aware of what they're doing or less aware. I could say that my role model is my mom, of course. I don't think it's this. I think that role models are acting sort of a confidence booster, mm-hmm. not a mentor, but more of a confidence booster. Sometimes I have like been able to talk with very inspiring women where they haven't taught me a lot during this talk mm-hmm. or this exchange. They just made me think that it was possible.
Yeah.
So that's what I really like. Mm-hmm. And that's really what I want to convey in my society. It's like, I'm not going to like give you, I mean, like I don't act as a degree. I don't act as a textbook. Mm-hmm. And I don't, I mean, like my society doesn't act like this. Mm-hmm. We are here to give some exposure to tech and of course act as a confidence booster mm-hmm. if we are able of course to I don't know, provide some more hard skills, then that's a perfect thing, because mm-hmm. that's also what we want to reach. But what my point is, it's you are able to do this if you would want to do this. So yeah. Of course, like that's gonna be very cliche, but yes, of course, like these networks of women, they are very inspiring, yeah. and we are able to see a lot every day, like learn a lot about what they're doing, their achievements, and all their advice, etc. But I think that what they're mainly conveying is that it's giving a bit like a booster in our self-esteem, yeah. confidence. Yeah. Like I've done it, so you could
you can do hard things.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like a toolbox, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you also like, I mean, you guys host a lot of good events. You did a Python course.
Yeah,
I did that. I was like, you know, I've always wanted to learn Python, but I was always like, oh, you know, like might be too much effort. And
yeah,
I
have
to
like
download this program and like.
Do you
and
like
then,
it?
And then, yeah, I loved it. And then you guys sent the message, and I was like, you guys were like, oh, like first come, first serve, like sign up. And I was like, okay, let's just sign up. And then
we're doing more next
and,
term.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed it. Then I sat through this hour, and I was like doing Python, and I was like, no way.
Yeah, I mean, that's like. I had that reality check also last year, and I just realized, okay, then it's not that hard. Yeah. As in, like, it is hard because it's learning a new language. So obviously, mm-hmm. if I want to learn, I don't know, like, if I want to learn Italian tomorrow, mm-hmm. then obviously it's going to be a very long journey because mm-hmm. Italian is a very hard language. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, not very hard, but I mean, it's a hard language.
Yeah.
It's learning new mechanism, new words, new vocabulary, new grammar, etc. And it's exactly the same with the coding skills and the coding and software that we are using and that a lot of people are using. They learn the new language, and that's something that is harder than what we could think, but it's not impossible.
Exactly. Yeah, I think when I hear words like Python, or we have to use RStudio for class as well, and it's such, I think just the name itself and the connotation that it has is such a daunting idea. But once you kind of take the time Mm-mm. to learn it and teach it to yourself and actually show that you can do it, it becomes a lot more tangible and easy, like, to understand. But I think it's the idea that these are very, like, hard things that have been used to make, like, really cool things, right? Mm-hmm. Like, video games and especially Python, so, and our studio as well. So, yeah, I think it's just the dauntingness of it that...
Yeah,
I think it's also, as we said, like, it's a cliche.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it's great that you guys are doing these types of events, and I think that everyone really enjoyed it, and it was really helpful.
Work, don't worry.
I'm excited. I'll be there. Ready for Python round two. What other questions did we have?
Well, I was wondering if you... because, like, tech is an overly male-dominated industry, like, and I know you haven't gone into, like, an industry yet because you're still in your undergrad, but from your knowledge, do you think that there are any things that clubs or companies or even just, like societies and groups can implement to make sure that women are supported in tech and do feel comfortable and do feel like they have a chance, I guess, and not seem as, like, scary and so, like, initiatives or diversity, things that...
So I think that, first of all, companies and firms that are doing events, these are really good, as in, like, different events in order to exchange with more senior people mm-hmm. who have the ability and capacity to, I don't know, share their experience, their backgrounds, like, challenges, etc., etc. These events are really good, and that's a bit what we're trying to do with My Society also, mm-hmm. is that we are creating events with many different, still related to tech, but many different sectors and many different firms, where we could give more visibility to what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And as we said earlier on, that tech does not mean a quant role, or I mean, like, there are non-tech roles in tech companies. Yeah. These events are really good. And I think that if one wants to learn more about something, then these events are, like, kind of the clue to these. Otherwise, as we said, also, Women's Network, I mean, like, I don't know, it's such a blessing. It should be way more, like, implemented. Getting to learn more about a more senior person, getting to get some advices, mm-hmm. some tips, even, like, honestly, like, the silliest advice, like, be confident. It's, like, an advice that everyone gets every day. Yeah. I mean, like, we can read it everywhere. Mm-hmm. You just have to be confident and say yourself. It's way more, like, it's easier said than done, mm-hmm. obviously. However, when you speak with someone that has kind of, like, not the same background as you, but, like, lived the same challenges and... Mm-hmm. overcame these
Someone that's relatable.
Exactly.
And attainable. That's
relatable. Yeah. I mean, it makes more sense than reading something on the newspaper mm-hmm. or reading a textbook reading I don't know what that could maybe similarly help you.
It's more personal.
Exactly. It's more personal. And I think that really helps. I mean, it helped me, so I think that it could help others.
Yes. Oh, cute. And then we're also curious, I know this might be a little too much, but if you have a dream job or dream career, or where you see yourself.
Company.
It's a little like...
We're going to start your own company.
Yeah, we were just curious. Like, you seem to be a dream chaser of your own. You seem to want to do things and make a difference. So, yeah, we were curious.
Dream career, no. And what I really know is that I would like to have an impact, as mm-hmm. I think it's very interesting that you said dream chaser, because that's definitely me. Like, I don't know, I have, like, this thing, like, in my mind where, okay, and impossible is not me, so everything is possible. And, like, my mom used to joke about it, like, impossible is not Noemi, just, like, this joke. Where I think that a dream is a reality, like, you can chase it, obviously, and, like, if you give enough work and, like, perseverance and motivation, then you can have it. Otherwise, I think that I would like to start up my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I'm very interested into the health tech sector,
mm-hmm.
Because I think that there are many, like, possibilities to evolve, and that, I don't know, like, COVID kind of showed us that, like, we were a bit tangible on this, mm-hmm. as in, like, the supplies and the innovations around it and many different things that are related to medical and health.
Yeah.
And there are so many things that could be done. And I don't know, I don't have a concrete and precise idea, actually. But I've tried to learn more about it. And I think it's definitely one of the sectors that is going to evolve the most. These next few years, because, like, obviously we lived the pandemic, and then I think that we are entering a generation of more, like, diseases and viruses, and it's a fact. It's
coupled with media that amplify it, and
it amplifies. And I think it's something that could be explored way more, and getting to ally health and innovation and technology, mm-hmm. that would be something that I'd like to mm-hmm. do with my sister.
That would, like, also really have an impact as well, so in, like, a positive way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. I guess I had another question, mm-hmm. More like advice based. I mm-hmm. wanted to say, if you had, like, three pieces of advice that you could give to a woman trying to, like, enter the tech industry, like, what would it be?
That's so hard.
I mean, like, or, like, what would you tell yourself 5 years ago, mm-hmm. or even before you started this society?
Okay, I don't think I have three. I only have one, and okay. Yeah,
that's good.
I mean, like, I don't have enough creativity to think. No, I'd say, like, be yourself. It's very important. Don't try to be another person. You will find the cure that will suit you the best, mm-hmm. and it's maybe not tech, it's maybe not, I don't know, art, it's maybe not econ, it's something that you will be comfortable in, mm-hmm. and that you will want to evolve in. And I think that now I would like to evolve in tech. Maybe in 5 years I will be looking back and be like, whoa, why did I want to go in tech? It's absolutely not my dream career. Mm-hmm. So yeah, be yourself, be confident. It's so weird and so, like, hard cliche, to say this, because, like, I don't even, like, tell it enough to myself, but be confident. Anything can happen, and anything is, like, nothing is impossible when you really want it and you are really seeking for it. And by really, I'm not saying that you are thinking about it, like, under your shower, like, mm-hmm. you are taking actions and you're just like, I am capable of doing this, and then if I want to do this, then I will be doing it. So, I mean, people that, I was like this, actually, before. I was just like, okay, I'd like to do this, but then maybe I'd like to do this also, and then maybe I'd like to do this. I don't really know. And plot twist, I still don't know. But what I really learned about my journey in women in tech is that I've received, like, so many messages from girls telling me, oh yeah, like, it really interested me, and right now I'm considering a career in this. And I don't know, it was just, I felt that I achieved something. I was just like,
yeah, you made a difference.
Yeah, so yeah. So yeah, I mean, like, I was really, like, relieved, and not relieved, but, like, proud-ish.
As you should be.
As I should.
Yeah.
That to read these types of messages from LSC students, we obviously are more interested, as we said, in so many different sectors. Mm-hmm. And I feel that, like, by only focusing on these other sectors, we are missing out on a big part. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'd say, like, be yourself, be confident, and stay aware of what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, an opportunity can just, like, pass, like, very quickly, and you have to grab it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I decided to found Women in Tech last year, but maybe someone the month before was just, like, considering the same, like, mm-hmm. idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just, like, oh yeah, I grabbed it. Sorry.
No, I think you emphasize a really good point, and I think that's what, you know, often people lack, or I mean, I've been a victim of this as well, where I'm always thinking about, like, I want to do this, I want to do this.
Indecisiveness.
And it's like, one day, but then, like, at the end of the day, literally taking any step towards that goal is mm-hmm. better than just thinking about it. And, like, I mean, even if you, like, have a failure, like, you know, it's what does Yoda say? It's like, do or do not, there is no try.
Yeah.
You know, you do or you don't, there is no try. And I really love that quote, because it's just, like, it's just... precisely the attitude we should all live by. And I think that's the great, like, taking action, I think, exactly. And I mean, Women in Tech was the first society I joined when I came to RC. Because I was at UCL, which is, like, I mean, there's definitely more tech-based subjects at UCL, because it does like, STEM and engineering. But then I came to LC and there was Women in Business and there was consulting and there was fintech and all great societies. But I was really happy to see Women in Tech because I was like, this is an industry that I want to explore and I want to learn about. And also just to meet girls that are also interested in those topics. Mm-hmm. And so it was a really great, you definitely did a good job.
Yay, thank you.
And then our last question, just to wrap things up, is, do you have any, since this is a podcast, do you have any podcast recommendations or books even or movies that you listened to or have watched related to, I guess, women in tech, but even could just be like inspirational or keeping you up to date with the latest things that are going on?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I mean, like, directly, no. I wouldn't say that there are any, like, movies or... I love movies where when I see them, I just feel that I'm capable of anything. So I'm going to apply to this question, okay?
Yeah.
Because I don't know, there's, like, these types of music or these types of, like, films or movies that you're seeing and you're just like, okay, I'm capable of anything right now. Like, I could, like, jump a mountain if I wanted, you know? So I think that it's definitely, like, the type of mindset that I would like to have in my, like, everyday life and that I try to have and to share to my friends and to my family and my close friends. But then I wouldn't say that there is particularly a podcast. I actually listen to podcasts about criminals.
Don't we all?
Like, literally when I'm working, I'm only listening to this because it helps me focus.
And he killed him with his knife.
Criminals. So I mean, it's not really related to these questions. But I really liked some movies that are more like highlighting the roles of women. I love Legally Blonde. It's gonna be very cliche, but I really like this movie. And then
I know, I wish I could apply to LC with that same video of her, her in the pool, like,
like, being, okay, you know what, I'm so confident that I'm gonna get it, like, I can, like,
because
allow myself to do everyone, this video.
Yes, it, like, it is a cliche movie, Legally Blonde, but everyone underestimated her.
Yeah,
I think that's, course. Like, you come out of that, she was who she was, she was who she wanted to be, she said no to a stupid boy who wasn't giving her what she wanted. And she pursued a career that everyone told her she couldn't do.
Yeah, so, definitely. That's exactly what, I mean, not exactly, but that's what I'm trying to do with Women in Tech. It's, we are promoting women empowerment in this sector. Some women and some young students, because, disclaimer, we are not refusing anyone. It's not only reserved for women.
Yeah.
But I mean, some young students are interested because, I don't know, they are interested in the latest application that just went live, or the latest, I don't know what, would just also went live. But they have a lot of cliches surrounding technology and innovation. And you don't only have to be creative to go in innovations or startups or tech. You don't only have to be like a quiet genius to go in it. You can just be yourself, because I feel that it's the sector that is the most comfortable with opening up to new minds and very, like, original minds. It's one of the, like, the sector where, as I see it, but I've never had, like, a concrete experience in it, but as I see it, is you just come as yourself. It's not like other sectors, I don't know, I'm gonna say consulting or I don't know, like,
you have to have a certain,
you have to try a certain, like, qualification, you have to have a certain, like, mindset, a certain
outfit
also. And I'm really, like, excited to see what tech is gonna bring us, and what also Women in Tech is gonna bring us, because obviously I have a lot of faith in women's potential to bring a lot of new ideas and to bring a lot of new stuff to our world. And we, I wouldn't say that we are underestimated, but as Legally Blonde, like, sometimes we have stereotypes and cliches around us, And I feel that it's a good way of getting rid of them, because obviously, I am more than what I'm showing to the world, mm-hmm. and that's exactly what we're doing with Women in Tech. Like, I can define tech in my own personal view, and I can do whatever I want with tech, and it's kind of like my tech.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's definitely what we're trying to do, at least for this year. Then we'll see for next year, but it's opening up to new minds and being yourself, like coming as you are actually in the mm-hmm. society. Like, we will never like have, I don't know, like process where, oh, you're not enough or anything. Like, the only mm-hmm. thing, it's never gonna happen. Never. Mm-hmm. Even when I'm gonna leave LSE, it's never gonna happen, because I'm gonna
come back and
work. I'm gonna keep an eye on this society. So yeah, but it's pretty exciting for this year. The start was a bit rough, because like obviously half of the company is third year, so you're just like, okay, I'm getting on with like other stuff which are a bit more important, because obviously I put studies way above societies. But yeah, Lem term is gonna be cool, I hope so. Lots of new events.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm an active member. I'm yay. Checking that WhatsApp. No, you guys have some really good events, honestly.
Thank you.
I'm excited.
Yeah, my whole committee is like super hardworking, and we have like a really good communication. It was a bit hard at first, you know, because like obviously like getting to know people that you never worked with, mm-hmm. it's a bit harsh, but then mm-hmm. like right now I feel that we have a good clicking. Rhythm. Yeah, yeah, we're like clicking more. It's sad that it's like at the big, like the middle of the year slash mm-hmm. But yeah, it's gonna be very exciting. I'm super excited. I want to be a member of my own society, actually.
Well, thank you so much for coming on our Women of LSE podcast. We absolutely adored having you. You're great.
You're so inspirational. I'm out of essay right now.
Yay!
Work on like a startup, you know.
I love that though. But thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
You're great.
Thank you for hosting me. It was so nice.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We absolutely love interviewing Naomi, and I don't know. It was just a really good episode.
Yeah, I thought it was super interesting, and it wasn't, I think it's applicable to literally anyone. I think she just in general gave really good advice about how to approach day-to-day situations and goals that you want to achieve. And she's just like she said, nothing is impossible.
I know, she had so many great quotes throughout the interview. Everything I just wanted to write down, because it was such a good quote. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on our podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you're listening to the Women of LSE right now, we appreciate all of our listeners. And if you have any suggestions about people you'd like us to interview and have on the show, please email sound.beaver@lsesu.org, or even comments, concerns, questions you want us to answer. We would love to hear from you. And thank you for listening to episode 2 of the Women of LSE podcast. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.